Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut. We are in the Monday, February 7th edition of the program and excited to be with you today. Excited to have you here. Thank you so much for spending some time. I got to tell you, first off, I'm back in New York City. And it is a cold lib hellhole here. It really is. People are walking around with masks on outside. I was just in Florida for a week. It was amazing. It was amazing because I experienced freedom and normalcy. So we'll discuss more of that. The big news stories of the day, of course, the Canadian truckers still fighting the fight. And in fact, some of these convoys are popping up around the world now. Time to keep the pressure on, friends. The Spotify CEO says silencing Rogan is not the answer after a video has surfaced trying to take him off the air because of his previous use of the word you are never allowed to say, or at least some people are never allowed to say. And we also have New Jersey ending its mask mandate in schools in just a few weeks, allegedly. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get into today. It's one of those days where I just wonder what we can do to absolutely keep the maximum pressure on the crazy left, because they're definitely scrambling. What's the latest from them? What are they trying to do up in Canada to stop the convoy? I will address that with you in a moment. First off, when running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. And HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. BAMBE, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With BAMBE, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. It's month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let BAMBE help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to BAMBE.com/buck right now. Schedule your free HR audit. That's BAMBE, B-A-M-B-E-E, BAMBE.com/buck, BAMBE.com/buck, B-A-M-B-E-E. Go check it out, please. And we have the reality of big tech in our faces once again. You know, they've seized, because there's this Canadian Freedom Convoy, the truckers in Ottawa, and they've been holding strong. And my God, it is freezing up in Ottawa this time of year, right? I mean, good heavens. But they are staying where they are. Ottawa's mayor has declared a state of emergency over the Freedom Convoy. He says the situation's out of control. There are more demonstrators, of course, than there are cops. 500 vehicles right now parked in the city's red zone, protesting the vaccine mandate of the ultimate beta male, Justin Trudeau. And now you find out that GoFundMe has just seized the funds raised for the truckers. They've decided that they're just going to appropriate it and give it out to others. It's stunning. You know, GoFundMe reverses plans. Oh, here's the latest on this. The GoFundMe website has reversed course and decided to automatically refund donations to the truckers organization, leading a protest against the Canadian public restrictions. But politicians vowed to investigate the website's original plans for dealing with donations to the truckers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Saturday morning that he and the state's attorney general will investigate GoFundMe after it shut down a fundraiser for the Canadian truckers participating in the Freedom Convoy. West Virginia Attorney General also joined in. GoFundMe, this is all from Deadline. GoFundMe originally shut down donations because of what it called law enforcement reports of violence and other unlawful activity. At first, GoFundMe said it would refund anyone who asked and donate the remainder to charities by the Freedom Convoy organizers. Then just understand this. They were going to give money to other organizations. People thought they were donating to the truckers. Okay. They thought they were donating to the truckers, but in reality, GoFundMe was going to take that money and hand it out to BLM community organizers. Remember, BLM riots, those are fine. GoFundMe, no problem with any of that stuff. Kamala Harris wanted donations to bail out people from prison who had broken the law, specific individuals who had broken the law as part of the BLM riots. But no problem with that. You see, big tech friends, they are increasingly, obviously, the vanguard of the authoritarian left, the most powerful weapon they have. They can't actually win these arguments for the American people. So what do? They just use the power and the control that they have to force all of us. It is disgusting to watch. But think about that for a moment. GoFundMe just decides that they're going to, this is a protest. Okay, it is a nonviolent protest. And they're, oh, but someone said they saw a Confederate flag somewhere. Really? I haven't seen any photos of that. I see it written about a lot. But isn't that also fascinating? If you have thousands of people at a protest, and you have one moron at the protest who's doing something stupid, and maybe is an agent provocateur, by the way, then if it's a conservative aligned or a right wing protest in any way, the whole thing is defined by that one individual. But if you have BLM burning things down and attacking cops and, you know, throwing bottles of urine at law enforcement officers, that's fine. It's about social justice, you see. Oh, is it? GoFundMe, here we are now seeing the realities of this play out before us, the double standards once again. Although I don't even like that term really, because the real standard here is hypocrisy. The point is they have the power and they make the rest of us obey. It's not that they want us to think that they're fair. They don't care about being fair. And here we are now seeing what that actually means and what the reality of all this may be. And then that brings me to what's going on with Rogan, Joe Rogan. They're trying to take him down. They want him gone. Remember just a week ago, this started to catch a lot of attention because of Neil Young. I mean, for heaven's sake, this guy can actually push a news cycle because he's going to take his... Neil Young's a Canadian, isn't he? Isn't he Canadian? I think he's Canadian. Am I crazy? Maybe I'm crazy. But we'll find out. Point is, he can say you're not allowed to, you're, you know, Joe Rogan better stop asking all those questions about the vaccines, or I'm gonna pull my music. And people go, oh my gosh, not Neil Young's music. And then Joni Mitchell, who's thought about Joni Mitchell in the last 30 years? Really nobody. But now it's more than that. Why are they going after Rogan? How are they going after Rogan? We're going to talk about that together in a second here. World events have a more profound effect on our economy and markets than ever. In a day's time, the value of your stock market portfolio can go down precipitously. You have no control over that and no way to protect the value of your accounts. That's not the case with your savings account, however. There is a way to protect the value of your savings and your IRA. Buying and owning gold is the best form of protection. It's been proven time and again to hold its value and grow in value during turbulent world events. I buy my gold from the Oxford Gold Group. They not only provide an easy and efficient transaction, but they also make it possible for me to take physical possession of my gold. Buying, holding, and safely storing real gold is possible and easy to do with the Oxford Gold Group. Our partners at the Oxford Gold Group make it easy for precious metals to be delivered right to your home. Call them right now. The Oxford Gold Group. Have real gold delivered to your home or have real gold as part of your IRA. It is just a phone call away with Oxford Gold. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D. All right, let's get back into where we were here with why is Joe Rogan, in fact, in so much trouble. He said things that you are, in the current discourse, you're not allowed to say. And we can get into some of that. And he also said something else that was you know, dumb. And sure enough, here we are seeing Joe Rogan, a guy who was $100 million contract at Spotify. By the way, I don't know all the things that he said. I've just seen some of the clips of it. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure I've missed some of the things, but he said some things that were stupid. Point here I'm trying to make, though, about all this is it's not new. It's not new. And there's a lot of layers here. For one thing, he is apologizing, for which I would say this. You should only apologize when you feel like you have actually been wrong. You know, you said the wrong thing, or you that didn't represent who you are. If you're apologizing to appease the mob, it never works. In fact, it just makes things worse. It just makes things easier for them, because they then use that as a confession to destroy you. We've known this all along. It used to be bend the knee, beg forgiveness. Maybe you get, if not absolution, at least the right to fight on another day. Now it is bend the knee and they take your head. So there's no point. It just from a tactical perspective, there's absolutely no point in saying you're sorry to the woke mob. And why are they so upset at Rogan? Because he's effective. Because he has a huge audience. Because young men listen to him. And that alone is a threat to them, right? Because they can't really reach them. I mean, if you're a guy with normal testosterone levels, you're not watching Brian Stelter on CNN and saying, "This is a guy I can trust. It's a guy I can trust." You know, honestly, if you're a girl, women have testosterone too. Same thing applies. I mean, if you're just like a normal, healthy, functioning person, you don't watch a lot of these Democrat corporate news types and say to yourself, these are the kind of people I want to be around. These are the kind of people I want to emulate. Right. So Joe Rogan, though, has real resonance because he's interesting. He's curious and he lets people talk. And it's not just all about him all the time. You know, you always got to be on the lookout for people who use every question in an interview as an opportunity to give a mini speech. Let me ask you something. I'm going to talk here for about a solid 90 seconds explaining everything that I think on this issue and telling you all the things that everybody should know that I already know because I'm so smart and I'm so great. But your thoughts, you know, people who do that telling you a lot about who they are. Joe Rogan actually lets people talk. I've listened to a number of episodes of the show, but I'm not a Rogan listener per se, but I've listened to a number of episodes. He does a good job. And now they want him gone. Now, I would also say there are some different things here that all come together. One is that this is not new. He said these things before and people were not offended by them then. They're also being taken out of context now. And you also have to wonder what it is that spurred all this on at this point in time. It's the vaccine stuff. That's why they realized it was time to take him out. They wanted to come after him because he was asking questions about vaccines. And the apparatus, remember, they've been wrong on all this stuff. They have been proven to be wrong by events. You don't take my word for it. Just look at what's going on. We just went through, we got wrecked by COVID this winter in this country. Once again, after the huge push for vaccine mandates and lose your job unless you get the vaccine. The vaccines are amazing. They're amazing. No, they clearly are not. So we all know that now. You know, they're worthwhile for old and infirm and sick people. That's it. That's it. Just like the flu vaccine. Worthwhile for people who are in the high-risk demographics. That's it. Speaking of which, you see the photo of Stacey Abrams with the children. Stacey Abrams is a fake governor of Virginia, right? Still says that she won even when she lost that election. And she took a photo where she's in a classroom with children. I'm not great at guessing the age. I think they're probably like 8 years old, something like that. She is unmasked, of course, because she's important and she's a Democrat. All of the kids in the classroom are masked up. How does that make any sense? How does that make any sense to anyone? Stacey Abrams is much older, obviously, than all the children. She's also, medically speaking, obese, which puts you at substantially higher risk from COVID. This is, we're just facts here, friends, just facts. So she's older and she's obese and she's unmasked. And not just a little bit older, a lot older than the kids are, obviously. She is, mathematically speaking, at least 100 times and probably more like 1,000 times greater risk for a severe COVID infection than any of those children are. Okay. But it's at least 100 if you do the math based on risk parameters that children are up against versus people that are in their 40s and 50s who are substantially overweight, right? So why is this? Oh, because the virus doesn't infect important Democrats. The virus doesn't infect important Democrats while they're taking photos and doing things that are important to them. That's the logic of all this, apparently. What they're doing to kids, as I've seen it, by the way, I'm seeing this term pop up more and more. It is child abuse. I said it on the Clay and Buck radio show weeks ago, and now I'm seeing more and more people saying this is child abuse. And I'm glad this caught on. When I first said it, some people, oh, well, is that going too far? It's not going too far. When they were making kids sit outside in 30-degree weather with masks on their faces, that's child abuse. If you're a babysitter that you hired so you could go out to a movie with the wife or the husband or whatever, put kids outdoors in 30-degree weather to eat their dinner because the adult was too scared and made the mask up, you'd say, oh, you want that person arrested. Our school system in places like New York has been doing that to people. And adults feel virtuous because of it, because they're cowards and they're crazy. Crazy cowards. That's what we're dealing with. It's the reality of the situation all around us. And Stacey Abrams is just the latest person to show that she doesn't really believe all this. Alyssa Slotkin, another Democrat, took a photo over the weekend. School children all masked up. Her mask is off. My favorite part of this is when the comms directors for these politicians come out and they say, oh, but they were just being judicious for 1 second. They took the mask off and it's over. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Also, remember when they used to wear masks for no apparent reason, when people were taking selfies with their masks and posting them online and stuff, because it was about solidarity. It was about setting an example. What happened to that? Democrats realize this is stupid and they don't want to do it themselves. They just want other people to do it. Democrats are addicted to virtue signaling. You see, this is a psychological need that they have. And they want to get as much personal benefit from these policies as possible while not actually having to take any of the downside themselves. Exactly what we are seeing right now. Exactly the situation as it is unfolding before all of us all the time. So now New Jersey has announced, or will formally announce today, but they've already put it out in the press. New Jersey has announced they're going to be getting rid of the school mask mandate in March. And to this I say, why not right now? They were wrong all along. They should just admit it. If they were people of honor and character, they would say, we've been wrong all along. They would say, wow, Buck and Clay and people like them, they were right. Wow. But they will never say that. In fact, the biggest impediment now to the end of masking is that the masked maniacs for two years, friends, have been living their lives with this delusion. And for them to think, oh my gosh, those idiot Trump supporters, Trump voters were right all along. They just can't process that. I can't handle it, but it's true. Sorry, it's true, libs, but it is. This is what we are all seeing. This is the reality of it playing out. So that's why New Jersey getting rid of it. Understand, they're removing the restriction. They're not repudiating it. They're not abandoning it and casting it off forever and saying we're never going. They'll bring it back next winter. In schools, they'll send it home. And what the Democrats will do is they'll probably allow it to be a district by district. They'll try to pass the decision making to blue areas and say, well, we're not making it from the state level on down, but pretty much everyone in a blue state is going to have to mask up in schools in the wintertime. On planes, they're never going to let it go on planes because that's where they can exert the most control. You know, I just saw, I think it was the CEO of Delta Airlines once, people who were unruly passengers added to the no-fly list. Do you know why there are so many unruly passengers? Because they're making us do idiotic bull crap all the time, and we all know it. And it's uncomfortable, and it's anxiety-producing, and it's stupid, and it's offensive. You got these airline attendants walking around. Sir, can you pull your mask up? Sir, it's beneath your nose. Oh, I'm sorry. I was eating some potato chips. Oh, in that case, it's safe. In that case, it's safe. Morons, folks. The people that are telling you to do this are idiots. Buttigieg, Biden, they're not smart. I don't care where they went to school. That doesn't mean anything anyway. They have neither knowledge nor judgment. They are not very intelligent. They're just a bunch of box-checking collectivist cowards. Whatever allows them to sit at the right table at lunch their whole lives, that's what they've been doing. They don't stand for anything. They can't think through anything. They are worthless intellectually. Worthless. You see, this is what happens when you let me be in Florida for a week and I come back to New York City and I see all of this. I get a little feisty about it. And that will continue on tomorrow, friends, here on the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Thanks for rocking with me, as always. Back with you soon. Shields.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.